Well, we're out here today to call foul on Speaker Boehner. We have folks, citizen referees. We have folks in referee jerseys because John Boehner has taken over $1 million from the fossil fuel industry in his time in Congress. And he also has hundreds of thousands of personal investments in big oil companies, which stand to benefit from tar sands extraction. And given all that, he then votes to push forward the Keystone XL pipeline. He comes up with these legislative schemes like holding the payroll tax extension hostage to approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. And so it's clear that, you know, the money that he's taking from the fossil fuel industry and the money that he's personally invested into the fossil fuel industry is absolutely affecting his judgment when it comes to his leadership in Congress. And it affects what he fights for, who he fights for, and how he votes. And he's clearly fighting for the fossil fuel barons and not for his constituents and the people and the interests of his people.
Anything else?
Yeah, the Keystone XL pipeline is not in our national interest. Climate change is not in our national interest. If he was truly fighting for the interests of his people, he wouldn't be blocking every attempt at regulating carbon emissions and addressing the climate crisis. He's touting false jobs numbers on this pipeline as well. He's claiming 20,000 jobs will be created by it. Those are numbers based off of a biased study by the company who stands to actually build the pipeline if the permit is approved. The actual jobs numbers, when you look at independent analysis, show that at most building this pipeline would create 5,000 temporary jobs at most, and really only 50 permanent jobs, and that it very well could actually kill more jobs than it creates, because the pipeline will run over sensitive farmland through the nation's heartland. It'll run over a key aquifer, which feeds farms with their irrigation water. And if the pipeline leaks, which the current Keystone pipeline has leaked 12 times in the past 12 months, this one's bound to leak. So rather than if, it's when the pipeline leaks. That will affect farmers, and farmers will see their livelihoods lost, and we'll see other jobs lost from this as well. So clearly, this is not a job solution like he's claiming it is. It is not a job solution for the middle class. A real job solution would be clean energy legislation that incentivizes the creation of millions of renewable energy jobs. We have so much more potential in creating jobs in the renewable energy industry through building solar panels, through building windmills right here in America, through building energy efficiency, through retrofitting our buildings. Those are jobs that can't be shipped overseas. We have to hire people to retrofit our buildings here because we can't uproot a building and send it over to China to then be retrofitted. So that will create jobs here, right here in the U.S. And that's the real job solution.